ogni vita umana, in quanto tale, merita ed esige di essere sempre difesa e promossa.
The promotion and protection of life in all its forms was the subject of Pope Benedict's Angelus address this Sunday. The Holy Father was speaking to representatives from Italy's pro-life groups who descended on St. Peter's Square in their thousands to mark the National Day for Life.
Ecco, segni della vita.
As the Mediterranean Peninsula heads towards general elections, issues such as abortion and euthanasia are once again in the political spotlight. Speaking on Sunday, the Pope thanked the various movements for their steadfast campaigning to raise public awareness regarding human dignity. He also noted the recent message issued by the nation's bishops, headed by Cardinal Camillo Ruini, which was entitled Respect for Life.
La mia vita,
vorrei ricordare l'encyclica Evangelium Vitae.
This Sunday, Pope Benedict spoke of how in the encyclical Evangelium Vitae, his predecessor, John Paul II, forcefully underlined that human life is first among all values. We know only too well, he said, that this truth is often put at risk by today's widespread hedonism, our pursuit of a so-called society of well-being. When this happens, he noted, human life is exalted as long as it fascinates and gives pleasure, but that when it is shadowed by illness or when it is no longer attractive, then it is no longer respected. Life was also the theme of the Holy Father's homily this Sunday, which he delivered during a special Mass in the Vatican's local parish church, St. Anna. Pope Benedict told the congregation of Vatican clergy and residents that people today wrongly think life is in their own hands, when in truth it belongs to God.
Due mentalità si oppongono in maniera inconciliabile.
Modern culture, he said, has legitimately emphasized man's autonomy and earthly reality, but that two mentalities now confront one another in an irreconcilable way, one which holds that human life is in the hands of mankind, the other which recognizes it's in the hands of God.
Nelle mani di Dio.
Following on from this, the Holy Father dwelt on his own papal writing, the encyclical Deus Caritas Est, where he pointed out the important role of charity.
Partendo invece dall'amore profondo per ogni persona.
The culture of life, he said, must be based on our care for others without exclusion or discrimination. If we are motivated by profound love for others, he concluded, then it is possible to effectively promote and protect the beauty of life from the unborn to the ill and the marginalized. Above all, life in its final stages.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present for today's Angelus.
And finally, after imparting his apostolic blessing on the crowds gathered and greeting many in their own language, as is tradition, Pope Benedict wished all those present a happy and peaceful Sunday.
A tutti voi auguro una buona domenica, una buona settimana. Auguri.